Here we are mid-January. How are those New Year's resolutions doing for you, right? You know, a lot of people have that resolution to better manage their money. We got that going on. We also have a time when so many people are dealing with the fallout of the government shutdown, people being furloughed, others showing up for work, not getting paid. And well, that may not impact you. I mean, how many of you could really survive missing a few paychecks? We got a lot going on right now. So it is a great time to have our buddy Chris Hogan on the show. Chris is joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line. You may have heard him with Dave Ramsey or read his last book, Retire Inspired. He's also out with another one. It's called Everyday Millionaires. And Chris, it's great to have you on the program when there are so many of these financial stories that are converging right now.
It really is, Pamela, and thank you so much for having me. You know, money is always one of those things that can really get our attention. You know, we're working hard to try to make money, to try to make ends meet. And so I want to just encourage people out there, you know, if you're one of those people impacted by the government shutdown, just to take a collective deep breath, you know, really kind of collect yourself and understand you've got to prioritize what's necessary. And I want to help other people put themselves in a position where, you know what, if a couple checks don't show up, life can still go on.
Okay, so in your new book here, and it talks about how there are more millionaires than ever before. But as we know, more and more people are living paycheck to paycheck. How do you go from living paycheck to being a millionaire? Because you talked about anyone being able to be a millionaire. I mean, anyone?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely anyone. I mean, we've got 11 million millionaires in the United States right now. And in my latest book, Everyday Millionaire, what we did was talk to millionaires all across the country. We talked to over 10,000 of them because I wanted to get to the truth. You know, some media are telling you that it's impossible to build wealth and the American dream is not alive anymore. It's dead. And I know the difference. You know, being a part of Ramsey Solutions, I know when you take certain steps in the right direction and you stay focused, that regular everyday people are able to build wealth. And that's exactly what we found in this study, Pamela. These millionaires are not trust fund babies. They're not people that hit the lottery. They're not people that got lucky. These are regular, everyday, hardworking men and women that stayed focused over time.
Okay, so in your new book here, The Everyday Millionaire, it talks about how you surveyed and you collected hard data from 10,000 millionaires out there, everyday millionaires. What was the biggest surprise you found while diving into the facts? These aren't anecdotal stories. I mean, these are the facts. What surprised you, Chris Hogan?
Well, I think the biggest thing that surprised me was the income. You know, there's a myth out there that wealthy people have high-paying jobs. And in reality, according to our research, you know, we had a third of these millionaires that never made a six-figure income in a single working year. I'm talking household income. So if husband and wife were both were working, they weren't making $100,000. So it just goes to show that it's not about how much you make. It's about your goals. It's about being hardworking, but it's also about investing. You know, 79% of these millionaires said the number one thing that caused them to get there was investing in employer-sponsored retirement plans. So they're talking about 401ks, 403bs, and Roth IRAs. So it's not a surprise that these people were winning because that was their goal.
Okay, so in this book, again, we're talking to Chris Hogan. He joins us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line. You may have heard him with Dave Ramsey, who comes on after our program. And he's out with a new book, Everyday Millionaires. What do these millionaires, these everyday millionaires, the neighbor that you may not know is a millionaire, what are they doing that the rest of us maybe aren't?
Well, I can tell you they're doing a lot of things, and we cover a bunch of that in the book. But 94% of these millionaires live on less than they make. 94%. And so when we talk about 80% living paycheck to paycheck, these people are doing things different. And so they're intentional. They're budgeting. They're knowing exactly what it is that they're wanting to accomplish. And oh, by the way, they're not doing it alone. 68% of these millionaires work with an investment professional, somebody to be able to guide them on the way.
You know what, Chris, one of my passions is health and wellness. And I know that that's something that, you know, people make New Year's resolutions about as well, losing weight, getting in shape. And a lot of what I read in your new book, Everyday Millionaires, also applies to, you know, financial health, just like your physical health. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. Neither one of those is going to happen overnight. Both take tremendous discipline. You know, in both instances, it seems to be the little things you do every day that makes the biggest difference.
It really does. And it's not an accident. You know, 97% of these millionaires that we talk to also said they feel in control of their own destiny. That means if something, they want something, they know it's up to them to focus, sacrifice, and work hard toward it. And so whether it's a matter of getting healthier, getting better financially, improving relationships, all we have to do is understand we're in control. And when we make little steps forward, we can make big progress. So for the people out there that are listening to your show that want to get serious, they need to learn the habit of budgeting. They need to understand that debt is a thief, that it steals from you. And when you get out of debt, you give yourself a raise. But also, when you save and you have an emergency fund, you've got a cushion between you and life happening, and also investing. The best way to grow your money is to set it aside and let time and compound interest work on it for you.
Well, if you want to get serious, if you want to control your destiny, you're helping folks do that right here in Phoenix today. You want to go? You want to meet Chris? You want to get that new book, Everyday Millionaires? Well, today at Desert Ridge Marketplace, yeah, right up there off of Tatum, he is going to be hanging out, and not just hanging out, signing books. You're also going to be giving away some cash.
That's right, Pamela. I'm going to be giving away $1,000 right there at the book signing. So I need everybody to come out at 6 o'clock. Would love to meet them, love to sign their book. But for the giveaway, you've got to be 18 years old or older to be able to enter. You have to be present to be able to win, but there's no purchase necessary. So I want everybody to come out. I'd love to meet them. I remember the book signing back when I did Retire Inspired in 2016. It was a fantastic crowd. It was my largest book signing to date. So I'm excited to meet the people there and talk about this book.
6 o'clock tonight, Barnes & Noble, up there at Desert Ridge Marketplace. You can pick up the book, Everyday Millionaires, the latest from Chris Hogan. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.